thing.
From N4, MMW.
MMW, I think you said your call was?
Me over here in Taylor's.
Going.
At the moment, in about 15, 20 minutes, I might be numb now because I'm headed to the dentist.
Take this the wrong way, but better you than me.
Yeah, I got a crown that it kind of messed up a little bit, so they're going to have to rework it a little bit and rebuild, make a new one.
Been there, done that, as they say.
The place that was there, then they got to put 3 pins in it, build up, put a new build up on top of that, and shape it, and then they make the temporary, and then I come back later and have the real thing glued on. Hopefully it'll be right this time.
I hear you, buddy. Feel a little sorry for you.
Working good?
Yeah, pick up a manual tuner so I can set up the Kenwood, make sure that's okay. I was working good at my buddy's house who repaired it on a dummy load. And I said, all right. So I took it and realized my antenna tuner for the Icon won't do the Kenwood because it's an automatic tuner. So I got to look around for a manual tuner.
Carry that other one back to that guy.
I gave him that manual tuner back. Tried a few times, a few different radios and something inside, capacitor or something. Might have let go. We took it apart and looked inside for any broken wires or solders or anything, but couldn't find anything, and it just was drawing too much power from the radio, and it cut back on the signal. We had a signal loss going through it, you know, to the radio, so.
Put it in bypass. It still was low.
It worked fine, just like it wasn't even hooked up, you know, like the coax was going back to the radio. So, yeah, bypass, it worked fine, but, you know, running it or trying to set it up through the system, it wouldn't work.
That's supposed to be a straight shot from the radio to the antenna, and nothing on the inside of that box, so, yeah, something's not quite right. It should have done a whole lot better what it was doing.
And different tests with it, and the radio was just working much harder, almost 50% harder going through the tuner. One time it even overheated the Icon, and it kicked it off, and I thought the radio was gone. Shut everything down, waited about 5 minutes, disconnected the tuner, put the antenna back to the radio, and turned everything back on, and it worked fine. So we kept it that way for a while, just to make sure the radio was okay, and it was. Then we went back to the tuner and tried it again after we read the book again, just to make sure we weren't doing anything wrong, and it did the same thing.
Not quite right inside that box. It's either open or shorted out just slightly due to a bad component. They just didn't check that one out real good if it's still, like you said, it was brand new, so we need to carry that back for warranty. All right, let me take a standby here, sitting over here at the dentist office, and go in and get all this done. So I can hurry up, get over all this Novocaine they're going to throw at me. Take care, and you have a great day. See you in about an hour and a half. This is N4 MMW Mobile.
All right, Jimmy, we'll talk to you soon. W1RAR will be listening.
AAE, looking for a radio check. K4AAE.
K4AAU, W1RAR, your radio is working.
W1RRR, so what's my signal down there? I'm just set up a ICOM 5100A and a Slim Jim antenna, and I'm sort of surprised I was getting to Greenville. Is the signal all right? Over.
Scratchiness coming in with you. I don't know if it's background noise or, like I said, some scratchiness, but you are hearing your ear good, and your audio seems to be okay other than that scratchiness or background noise, maybe.
Much appreciate the call back. So this is K4AAE in Asheville, out.
73 is W1RAR. We'll be listening.